USA Radio News. I'm Victor Paul. The Federal Reserve on Wednesday intensified its drive to tame high inflation by raising its key interest rate by 0.75 point, its largest hike in nearly 3 decades, and signaling more large rate increases to come that would raise the risk of another recession. The central bank is wrapping up its drive to tighten credit and slow growth, with inflation having reached a 40-year high of 8.6%, spreading to more areas of the economy and showing no sign of slowing. COVID-19 shots for U.S. infants, toddlers, and preschoolers moved a step closer Wednesday. The FDA's vaccine advisors gave a thumbs up to vaccines from Moderna and Pfizer for the littlest kids. The experts voted unanimously that the benefits of the shots outweigh any risks for children under 5. That's roughly 18 million youngsters. This is USA Radio News.
Finding great candidates to hire can be like, well, trying to find a needle in a haystack. Sure, you can post your job to some job board, but then all you can do is hope the right person comes along, which is why you should try ZipRecruiter for free at ZipRecruiter.com/free. ZipRecruiter doesn't depend on candidates finding you. Its powerful technology identifies people with the right experience and actively invites them to apply to your job. You get qualified candidates fast. So while other companies might deliver a lot of hay, ZipRecruiter finds you what you're looking for. The needle in the haystack.
4 out of 5 employers who post a job in ZipRecruiter get a quality candidate through the site within the first day. ZipRecruiter, the smartest way to hire. And right now, you can try ZipRecruiter for free. That's right, free. Just go to this exclusive web address, ZipRecruiter.com/free. That's ZipRecruiter.com/free. ZipRecruiter.com/free.
Dolly Parton is donating $1 million to pediatric infectious disease research at Vanderbilt University Medical Center in Nashville. The gift is one of several Parton has made to the center over the years, including another $1 million gift in April 2020 for COVID vaccine research. That gift helped Vanderbilt researchers test an array of drugs aimed at reducing the life-threatening symptoms associated with COVID-19. Researchers are also looking at entirely new therapies to both treat COVID-19 and prevent infection. The swimming season kicked into high gear early in a large swath of the U.S. as a heat wave pushed temperatures into the 90s and beyond on Wednesday in a stretch spanning from northern Florida to the Great Lakes and covering about a third of the country's population. The National Weather Service maintained an excessive heat warning through Wednesday evening for most of Illinois, Indiana, and Ohio. This is USA Radio News.
Hi, I'm Wayne Allyn. If you like my radio show, you're going to love my podcast, War Raw. Each podcast, I present my top 10 most outrageous, salacious, and controversial stories of the week. I break down the best of the best raw truth stories for conservatives, libertarians, patriots, taxpayers, Trumpers, and deplorables. Anyone who appreciates God, guns, gold, and tax cuts will stand up and cheer for War Raw. Check out this week's War Raw podcast right now. It's available to download at iTunes, Spotify, iHeart, or wherever you listen to podcasts. War Raw.
War Raw.
In New York, charges were announced Wednesday against the Buffalo shooting suspect.
The 18-year-old boy who is believed to have killed 10 people in a mass shooting at a Buffalo grocery store last month was charged with 26 counts of federal hate crimes on Wednesday. Prosecutors in the U.S. Attorney's Office for the Western District of New York say his motive for the mass shooting was racially motivated. The 18-year-old faces 10 counts of hate crimes resulting in death, 3 counts of hate crimes involving bodily injury and attempted to kill, 10 counts of use of firearm to commit murder, and 3 counts of use and discharge of a firearm during a violent crime. From the West Coast USA Radio News Bureau, I'm Lance Pry.
Wes Moore is entering the last 5 weeks of Maryland's crowded Democratic primary for governor, with a fundraising edge and a boost from Oprah Winfrey to help him down the stretch. Republican Kelly Schultz, endorsed by term-limited Governor Larry Hogan, holds a significant fundraising advantage in the race for the GOP's nomination. Maryland's primary is July 19th. With Father's Day this Sunday, all dads should hear this. Reader's Digest reports that kids pick fathers over mothers for fun and action more than 2/3 of the time. Research shows that daddy-style play helps children acquire social and emotional experiences that prepare them for school, how to take turns, how to negotiate, regulate, and understand feelings, and how to be a leader. I'm Victor Paul, USA Radio News.